Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. La 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 la. She really hates him. It's really true.
All right, testing. 1, 2, 3, testing. Go ahead, Bonnie. Test your mic.
Oh, test.
No, do it like you mean it, please. Like you mean it.
No, I'm not going to do it like I mean it because it doesn't matter.
It does matter because
No, it's stupid and you know it.
It's not stupid. We have a sound guy now, a producer, everything. So even when you go to a club or a theater or an auditorium with the big soundboard and the sound people, the sound men, they go, you still test the mic, you still test everything. Do you understand that? Does that make sense?
Mm-mm.
Yeah?
I don't get it.
Okay.
Explain it.
Have you ever been and done a theater show? Yes.
No. Mm-mm.
You have?
No.
Are
you really explaining it to me? Like I don't get it. Like, for real?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to say.
Are you joking or?
No, what I'm saying is it's the same as this. You got to test it so on the other end, knows, you know, the sound is going well.
Stop it. Don't be silly. Just keep going.
I'm not being silly. Don't try to be like, look at you. Like, you think you're Diane Keaton. Like, dressed in
I had to do something else. I had to do a Zoom thing. I had to dress.
Oh, really? So you couldn't go put on regular clothes? You want to?
Just because I came right after. I did that in this room. Had it set up for this.
What did you have behind you?
I had some fabric that I have that was like kind of sparkly, black sparkly fabric. I put it up.
All right.
And then it was like, oh, let's do the podcast. So then.
Then why didn't you keep it up if it looked good?
Well, because in this frame, it's too small. But in the frame that I had on my own, it was fine.
All right. Here's a plug. This is not an advertiser. This is not an advertiser, but I want to plug this guy, this company. They did our roof. Penyak Roofing, PENYAK Roofing out of New Jersey. They did our roof. It came out amazing, and the guy gave me a great deal. And this is, I swear to God, it's not like we're getting paid advertisement, because you know when you hear those advertisements on radio, like when they do them and they're like, oh, I did this product. They didn't do the product, but we did get a new roof. And he's hooking me up with gutters. You know, he doesn't do gutters, but he's hooking me up with his gutter guy, you know, and he's not going to make profit. So the roof, you got to admit, does the roof look good?
Yes.
Is that all you're going to say?
Yes.
You don't know. If you were gone for 2 weeks and came back and there was a new roof, I guarantee you wouldn't have noticed it. You wouldn't have gone, oh, do we have a new roof? Because you're clueless to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you're right. You got me.
Do you think you would have noticed it? Tell the truth.
No, I'm telling the truth.
That you wouldn't have noticed we have a new roof.
I don't know how to make you see it any other way. I would not have noticed if we had gotten a new roof. I don't even know 100% that we did get a new roof.
Oh, really? Go look over the bay window, how much better that looks. Just that little bay. Whoever did our roof last, well, not all, you know, it was done who knows when, but a bunch of fucking hacks.
What if you found out it was the same people?
No, he would never do it. This guy, listen, he's one of the biggest in New Jersey. But anyhow, I just want to thank him. Penyak, PENYAK Roofing. This is not a paid plug. He did hook me up. He gave me a good deal.
Definitely keep talking about it for the whole podcast.
Okay, I'm going to 40 sheets of plywood we needed. Did you know that? 40 sheets of plywood.
I knew it because you told me before.
40 sheets of plywood. I don't know how the building inspector.
And the neighbor told me also.
How did the neighbor know? I told him that we needed 40.
I guess you must have told him. You're like walking around telling everybody.
Well, first of all, when we bought this house, they do an inspection. The guy was up in our attic in the garage. Not the garage, the house, the attic, the crawl. He should have seen the roof leaked. He should have seen it wasn't a great ply. And they, you know what? We would have had more of a bargaining, leverage.
I've told people before, this is a funny podcast, so.
Well, what do you mean? I'm just saying this is what's happening in our lives.
You know, Patton Oswalt and his wife are starting a podcast.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second.
But I'm just saying, it's like now we have some serious competition. You know, you might want to like, I don't know how interesting it, maybe it is. I'm always shocked when people be like, I was interested in that. So I don't know.
Okay, I'll wrap it up. Let me just tell you, new plywood, new roof, getting new gutters, building a shed, the foundation's already in for the shed. I just got to find somebody to help me build it. I mean, Bonnie could, but I know I get so I'll get so aggravated doing it with you.
Why? Because I know more than you.
It's going to be like 5 or 6 hours. It doesn't.
Remember when I did the mailbox with you?
You didn't do the mailbox with me, really. A little bit. What did you do with the mailbox with me?
Well, I read the directions on the cement, which I think helped immensely.
No. No.
Really?
I mean, it did a little, yeah. Yeah. But I dug, you know, you came in, you do a little reading, do this, and leave.
You were going to mix the paint, or mix the cement in the wheelbarrow.
Well, that's where you mix cement.
And then I was like, I go, you just had to pour it in the hole and then pour water on top.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
I didn't go, no. I went, okay, but you could do it either way. You can mix it either way. It's not going to dry in 30 seconds. So, whatever. It came out of the mailbox. Looks great. I'll tell you that.
Hmm? Will you tell me it? Doesn't, what do I have to do to get you to tell me that?
It looks good. It's sturdy. Remember the old one? All tied to the telephone pole. Pretty shitty looking. Real ghetto looking and white trash.
I wanted to be cool. Like at one point in my life, I was like, I could see it on the horizon.
Well,
like,
that
I could be cool. And then even this podcast, I tried to quit so many times. And then you're like, no, people love it. And it's like, I got to talk about fucking mailboxes.
Well, we get into other things.
Like what?
You know, we're homeowners, so you talk about your home, what you're doing in your home. You know, what do you think?
Should I do also? Well, I cleaned the bathroom last night pretty late. It was almost 10 p.m. by the time I got around to it. Well, it needs a couple new light bulbs in there. Well, I went and got them, put them in.
You didn't put light bulbs in the bathroom.
I added that to make it a better story.
You didn't put.
But you see my point. It's like.
That's dumb stuff, light bulbs and glass.
Think it's dumb stuff, but like what you're talking about, literally, it's mind numbing.
I'll tell you what.
Okay, quit saying I'll tell you this. Like you're on a podcast. There's a mic in front of you. Nobody's stopping you. Go ahead and just say it. You don't have to do the preamble.
Listen to what I'm saying then. What I'm saying is. If you saw...
Save me from this hell.
If you saw... And then I'll move on after this. If you saw our roof before and after, you would go, oh my God.
Oh my God.
You would go, oh my God. Now, what I really would love to do, but I think...
I would say something that I don't even say during sex.
Know what I would say? Know what I want? Know what I want to do next?
I don't know.
I want to put brick face, take down the aluminum siding... and do brick in front of around the house. But I think that's going to cost a lot.
$20,000.
Who told you that?
I looked it up.
For a ranch?
I did, at the time I knew the square footage of the house and I
you
looked it up.
You don't know the outside square footage.
Maybe I didn't do the right thing, but I did go to a site and put in the information this was when we first moved in. And it gave me an estimate.
Well, I'm going to ask the roofing guy if he knows anybody who does brick face. You know what else I would like? The stone. I would rather have the stone than the brick. You know what I'm talking about?
$26,000.
You don't know. I would rather have the stone.
I'd rather be married to a stone.
Oh, woo! Got me there.
It is like I'm married to a stone.
Yeah. All right. So who's starting a podcast? Patton Oswalt and his wife?
Meredith.
Good. Good for him. He, one, it'll be interesting. He's a smart guy. You know, I mean, he definitely is strong on his opinions. I'm not saying.
Well, it says the podcast, they say it's like, you know, it's called, Did You Text Me or something like that? And it's like, they're going to talk about their texts. What do you stop it? You don't need to be looking at things. Just turn your phone over.
Turn it over?
Yes, so that you're not like compelled to be looking at it.
Okay, I'll turn it over like that.
Our podcast is called Don't Look at Your Fucking Texts While We're Doing a Podcast. Theirs is called, oh, let's look at our texts. Isn't it kind of ironic?
What?
That's what their podcast is about, like going over their texts during the day. They must have an active texting life.
You mean just their text between each other? Or,
yeah.
Or what? No, I'm sure they're going to talk about other texts that they get from other people.
I mean, they're going to have to expand at some point.
But listen.
But it's a bubbly, it says it's their bubbly, you know, happy relationship, which, you know.
How do you know? Is that what they said?
That's what it said in the article.
They got an article?
Yeah, of course. Patton's like, they like announced they were having a podcast. We should announce that we're doing a podcast.
For and 450
we have been for the last 6 years.
Six, nine.
No, come on.
No, about 8 years.
Oh my God. I got to kill myself. What am I doing here?
Don't make promises you can't keep. First of all,
well, that's the kind of humor you'll never hear in their podcast. Oh, darling, every minute of this podcast has been wonderful.
Yeah, but
I love your texts. They're probably like, look at you using the correct punctuation. And, you know, I'm like, study your texts for 2 hours trying to.
Look, here's the deal.
Like the Rosetta Stone, try to figure it out, what it actually says.
I'm not going to, one, say anything negative. And I'm not kissing Patton because he's always.
You're not kissing Patton?
No, kissing ass. But he's always a team player.
He's a great guy. No one's putting him down. I'm.
Well, you're trying
clearly,
to put his.
Clearly, obviously being hilariously jealous about their podcast.
Why be jealous?
Their marriage.
First of all,
it's called comedy and humor. Oh, let me try two things with you. What do you think is funnier? Well, they're doing a podcast, and I just think it's going to be terrific. I'm so happy for them. Cheer, cheer. Four fire emojis for Patton and his wife. Or
is that the name of it? Fire emojis?
No, I'm just saying it.
Oh.
Or is this funnier? Those fucking cunts are trying to steal our
thunder.
Yeah, they're going to find out how fucking hard it is to do a podcast. Try doing it for 9 years, bitches.
First
that's
of
probably
all,
not that funny either.
That's not funny. No. And let me tell you something.
But which one's funnier, though, if you had to pick?
The first one.
Oh, just being happy and nice.
Well, because you had a different voice. And
well, they're quite wonderful.
I hate to break the news to you. I don't think it's going to be too hard for him because he's got a pretty big fan base. Look him up on Twitter. See how many followers he has.
No, it's in the millions.
Is it?
Yeah. Whoa, look at you.
Like, over 3 million?
He was in that movie about Q. QAnon is one of the like Hollywood elites. That
really?
Eats babies or whatever.
I didn't see
that's
the movie.
That's when you know you made it. When they're like.
He's in a lot
like,
of movies.
You have to be as famous as Tom Hanks for them to say you're like.
A baby eater?
Yeah. I mean, only the top tier celebrities.
Wasn't there a rumor in comedy that Patton did eat babies?
Well, eating.
Not human, like baby pigs and.
What, like veal?
Yeah, veal.
Yeah, I think he did eat veal. I've heard that he has eaten veal. Patton, answer. Have you eaten veal? Then you are, in fact, a baby eater.
Well,
no, I think they drink the blood of babies is the thing.
Who?
It's like all Eyes Wide Shut kind of bullshit.
What's Eyes Wide Shut, the movie?
Yeah.
That's about drinking baby blood?
That's about those like secret societies.
I don't remember. That
the
Nicole
rich people.
Kidman?
Yeah.
I don't think I saw it. If I did, I don't remember it. Mm-hmm. I like her. She's a good actress.
You would have liked it. There was some orgy stuff in it.
I'm done.
Oh, yay.
With you.
Oh, yay.
Do you think they'll have guests on their podcast and bring, you know, let me tell you something. Natasha and
Moshe.
Can I finish?
Oh, sure.
Moshe brought us on their podcast And it was one of their biggest podcasts, I heard.
How do you know?
I heard that it was probably their biggest.
What? They've had gigantic stars on their podcast.
Yeah, but we were their best podcast. People were saying, listen, I can't, I'm only going by and what Natasha and Moshe text to me.
That no, they didn't.
Yep.
Oh no, now we're going over texts, which is.
What? Oh.
It's like we just completely stole it right out from under them.
Yeah, well, you know what? And where did they have this article? Not in the big papers, did they? In the Hollywood?
In the big papers?
Yeah, like.
Whoa, I mean, what era are we in?
Where did they have the article? You got the article? Read it. Let me hear the article.
I don't know where it is. No, I can't see it.
Read the article.
I can't find it.
Come on. Put in Patton Oswalt. You put Patton Oswalt podcast. That's how you do it. Patton Oswalt podcast.
It's really unfortunate, but
what?
It's just his other wife is coming up when I put in Patton.
Oh, that's sad. Does he have kids?
Yes.
How many?
One.
Oh. Older kid?
I think 12 or 13.
Oh, not as, like our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyhow,
that's wonderful.
I always got along with Patton. I liked him. He's good to us. He always plugs our stuff. He's a team player. His brother's cool too. I did radio with his brother,
Matt.
I don't know. I don't remember his name. What's his brother do for a living? Do you remember?
He's a writer.
Yeah, I did radio with him. He was cool.
And a photographer, I believe.
Well, good luck with your podcast. Listen, if you need any help, any hints, come to us. We'll tell you. We'll tell you how to make it big in a couple podcasts.
If they start fighting, though. I'm going to call foul. I'm going to say, you guys can do the husband-wife thing, but no fighting. That's our department.
Yeah. Well, I got a text today from here. I'll read this text because you're involved in it.
Uh-oh. Is it bad? Oh, no. Now we're doing their thing.
Oh, Jesus. No. This is it's not that.
Fuck.
You know, I'm doing this club, TIFFs, in Morris Plains on my birthday. You said you're going to do it with me.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, we should have a little Rich Foss and friends that night. Who else should I get to celebrate my birthday?
Ken Krantz.
Why? I'll get Bobby to come down.
You just said why?
Yeah, I'll get Bobby and we'll get somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk
to
her.
What about Karen? She's your favorite.
Yeah, we could bring her too. I'll host and we'll bring up some come. So, Aaron
what
Burgos.
What about Marina?
No, I don't want that many.
Oh.
And she wouldn't do it anyhow, believe me. Dojo of Comedy, which is the name of the place, this is from Aaron Berg, wants to know if me and you and the wives, that's what Aaron said, want to do a Wednesday show there. Now, I'm doing a Wednesday show there. I talked to them. And first of all, I would never write the wives. I would write the names.
Right.
Like.
The females you would write.
Yeah.
Females.
No, the broads. No, I wouldn't say.
You would say the broads. That would be funny.
No, I would. But I wouldn't. I would say no. But no, I don't want to do a show because I'm already doing one there on a Wednesday. And I'm going to call them.
Why aren't you wearing your good glasses? I am. To your dollar glasses.
Oh, I left them up in my room. They're upstairs. So I just put these on. These are, you know, whatever.
You're going to get headaches again.
No, the headaches was from hay pollen, I'm pretty sure.
But they miraculously stopped when you got the...
I think it was in my head. I mean, I was getting headaches, don't get me wrong.
Right, and then you got glasses and the headaches stopped.
Nah, those glasses are giving me headaches. Not headaches, but they're a headache, you know. They hurt on the side of your head. I think they put dents in my skull on the side. We're going to get, we were discussing, Bonnie and I, once the shed is done, getting a couple chickens for the backyard because I don't know what kind
of
chickens.
Whoa.
But
wait,
they.
Back it up. You sat down and said, I was thinking about getting some chickens. And I said, what did I say?
That you're not going to take care of them.
I said, no, that's ridiculous. Not that I'm not taking care of them. No, No, we're not getting chickens. Are you insane? I'm a vegan. I'm not going to eat the eggs. I'm not. You're going to go away on weekends. You're going to go play golf. It's just going to be left to me. Like, you have no idea what you're getting into. And you think you can just have chickens wandering around? What about the chicken shit? Have you ever thought of that?
What do you mean chicken shit?
Oh, you didn't realize that chicken shit.
No, I know, but you think it's a lot.
Oh, have you ever walked around where there's been geese?
Geese shit is a lot. That's different.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Well, welcome to the fucking world of birds, man.
Oh, you think
it's so stupid. It's so insane.
I'm not going to do it now because.
Yeah, no. Why aren't you going to do it? Because it's a stupid idea.
It's not a dumb idea. It's not a dumb idea. And not for eggs. I don't want eggs. It's because they eat ticks. They walk around your yard eating ticks all day. Did you know that? Did you know that? Yes or
no? I didn't know that until you told me that, but I don't give a shit. I'd rather have a tick than chickens.
Well, I'm not going to get them because it seems like it's some type of work.
Oh, is it some type of work? Yeah.
I mean, can't you keep them in the chicken coop and then just let them out to get the ticks like for an hour, 2 hours a day?
Well, who's going to clean the chicken coop?
How hard is it? What do you mean? How hard is it to clean? What do you got to clean?
Why don't you go get a house somewhere else and you can get all these things? You get all these animals and stuff.
What animals?
I don't know. Whatever you want.
I don't want any animals.
You know, you're. I'm gonna get some chickens to eat the
ticks.
Ticks. I'm gonna get a. Then I'm gonna get a goat to eat the chicken poop, and then I'm gonna get a horse to fucking something. It's like you're like the old lady who swallowed a fly.
There you go. Couldn't wait to bring up the old lady who swallowed a fly. Swallowed a fly. And what happened when she swallowed a fly?
I don't know. I guess she'll die.
She didn't swallow anything else to get the fly?
You know, everyone knows it.
I don't know it. You told it to me the other night, but I don't remember it. What did she eat to get the fly?
I don't know why she swallowed a fly. I guess she'll die. She swallowed a bird to catch the fly. I don't know.
It wasn't a bird.
What was it?
I don't know.
She swallowed a spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. I guess she'll die.
It's a song?
She swallowed a bird to catch the spider. She swallowed a spider to catch the fly.
It's a song?
Yeah.
I never sang it. We didn't grow up singing those songs. Well, you grew up on a farm, so you didn't have TV. So do you guys like sit around and sing songs and stuff sometimes?
Yeah. And Negro spirituals when we're coming in from the fields.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you want to get us canceled?
Oh, I'm not allowed to say the word Negro spirituals?
I don't know. Got me. Good coffee you made. Don't you love this coffee? We know what we found? We were getting the Dunkin' Donuts, 4 bags for $20. The big bags, but only one Dunkin' Donuts has it. The one up by Raritan. Like the other Dunkin' Donuts don't have 4 for $20. But Dunkin' Donuts, 4 for $20. The big bags, pretty good deal. But then we were in, what's the name of that place?
Trader Joe's.
And their coffee is 4 for $16. And I think it's better coffee. What do you think?
I love it.
It's good coffee, right?
It's great.
Joe's. So I went in the other day and bought 4.
This should just be like a
I was gonna buy ten ridiculous
things that you say.
No, I'm helping people now are gonna head to Trader Joe's to get the fucking I was gonna buy 10 of them. For real. I might go back and load up on them. $4 a piece.
Buy 20.
I might.
You got a shed now.
It's not even close. It's not even built. And I'm too nervous. I can't do it. You got to have 2 people do it. So we got to find somebody. Mm-hmm. I wish the guy across the street wasn't sick.
He told me, don't say anything.
Okay. Yeah. The guy can do everything. Everything.
I mean, he said some stuff.
What's that?
I don't want to say it. You told me not to say it. What's the fun if we can't talk about our neighbors?
Well, we can't. I haven't talked to my other neighbor next door to the right of us. I don't know. He's Palestinian, but we talk. He likes me. I like him. He's a nice guy.
What are you doing?
What is this for? I don't know. So
it's for a phone.
No. It's okay. Too big. So anyhow, we do talk to Dan all the time. Dan, who's our other neighbor, has got always something going on with his pool or something's broken or whatever.
That's the guy I was talking about.
Who, Dan?
Yeah.
What about? What happened?
Well, just that he was like telling me his ailments and then he's like, it's okay, I'm ready to die.
He didn't say that.
No, I go, what? He goes, I've done everything I want to do.
Who says that? He's not like an old guy.
I know, and I was like, okay.
That's what your response was?
Yeah, what am I going to say? I go, I guess if you've done everything. And talk him out of it? I was like, sounds like you got it all figured out.
Yeah. Oh, here we can talk about this.
What, the pasta?
What pasta?
Last night when I said, do you want spaghetti or penne, and then you said spaghetti and Raina said penne, and then you started getting mad.
I didn't get mad. I just said spaghetti.
You were like, no. You go, no, penne, penne.
No, I said spaghetti.
Oh, no, spaghetti, yeah. You go, no, spaghetti, spaghetti. And then Raina goes, penne. And you go, no. And you looked at me and you pointed at me and you go, spaghetti. And then I was like, okay. And then I went in and made the spaghetti. And then I was like sitting there making the spaghetti thinking like, why would he do that? Like, why wouldn't he let his daughter have the, you know, penne that she wanted?
Well, here's.
And then apparently you wouldn't even have a discussion about it. You were like, she goes, penne. You go, no, spaghetti, like that. Like you were a king or something. Like you were going to behead us if we didn't follow orders.
Well, one.
And then, don't do that with your gum anymore, please, if you don't mind. And then, when we were eating the spaghetti, you said, could have had penne.
Well, can I explain myself?
That's why we're here. That's what we do on this podcast. I bring up stupid shit you do, and then you try to explain yourself.
I don't try. I do explain myself.
Well, a lot of times, doesn't really.
What?
I mean, go ahead. Let's hear what the explanation is for this one.
One.
People are dying to know.
You brought up the topic.
I'm saying people are dying to know what your dumb reasoning is, which I actually know.
No, you don't know. And
I
it's
do
not
know.
Dumb. One, when they said penne.
Who's they? I'm still going. Don't let this jacket fool you. I'm still going by she, okay? You said when they, it's me, she.
Yeah.
I haven't changed my pronouns. You're acting like I've gone to they.
when Bonnie.
Asked
penne or spaghetti. For some reason in my head, I wasn't paying attention. I thought penne. It didn't hit me that penne's penne. For some reason, in my head, I'm thinking angel hair pasta, the real thin, yuck. So for some reason, I'm thinking angel hair, and I didn't want angel hair. I wanted a real pasta, because when I talked to Bonnie on the phone, she goes, we're going to have pasta and meatballs, not even real meatballs. You know that.
Well, you don't eat them, so why would you say it like it's a...
I ate the meatballs last night.
No, I'm saying you don't eat real meatballs. You're saying it like, oh, of course she's not going to make me real meatballs. You don't eat meat.
When I ate turkey meatballs.
Yeah. We're going to go back in time for your fucking dinner? I don't know why you're saying it like, well, we didn't have real meatballs. You know that. Because I got this fucking wife here. I'm going to make them, even though I don't eat them. Like.
Yeah. I eat the fake ones now, but hold on.
Oh, yeah. Switch it out and then switch in another one. This is great podcasting. This is something that we got to tell Patton to do. Patton, make sure you always have too much liquid in your mouth, chewing gum, slurping coffee, and then halfway through, switch out that gum.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food. all delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon oat bowl are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
You know, you did a whole fucking video the other day for, like...
I couldn't believe it. First of all, that was a piece. That was hair. That was nothing
was
on my lip.
It was here. No, on the bottom.
Yeah, it was just hair growing.
Well, then fix that. It looked like a piece of junk was on your lip.
It didn't matter. It was a piece of hair. And then you go make fun of it on social media?
Oh, I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
I thought it was angel hair. Anyhow.
You got a bunch of manscaping stuff. Why don't you use it?
I got two boxes of it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like a beard trimmer in there somewhere.
Yeah, I got it in my bathroom. Then, I just didn't, I didn't see a little piece of hair, whatever, you know. So,
Why did you say?
I just saw it was angel hair.
Oh, so if it was angel hair,
I know,
it would have made perfect sense for you to shut your daughter down and be like, no.
Listen, she can't always get her way. She's got to learn the word no sometimes.
I know, but it's so weird because you don't ever like have it for yourself either.
Well, yes, I do. I know no. What, are you going to make a face? Is that your comeback? I know no.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. You say I don't know. Sometimes I can't get things and I go, oh, that's life. And that's what we have to teach Raina sometimes. What?
You never... No, that's not true. If you get something in a restaurant that's not exactly perfect, you send it back. You make a complaint.
But there's things I can't get in life that I want. That's no.
Like so, what?
I don't know. There's just, you know, I would love to have a small RV, not a big one.
Go get it. You can go get it tomorrow. I'll give you the money. Go get it.
No, you won't. You don't have the money for it. Okay. Oh, you think you do?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you don't. A small one, not a big one.
Yeah, I don't have the money for a big one.
I don't want a big one. I just want a little one.
All right, well, luckily you have a little one.
Oh, that's funny.
You walk
really?
Into
that's
it.
Funny.
What is wrong? Why are you so angry all the time?
I'm not angry.
Fighting
at all.
For every little
I'm
bit of
I'm not
funny because
you're accusing me of the whole fucking penne, you know.
But why? I wouldn't care. I would never. If you were like.
Then why did you bring it up? Why didn't you just make spaghetti like you said? Why would you throw out those options just to start trouble?
I wasn't trying to start trouble.
Well, yeah, if you throw out two things.
I didn't know what you guys wanted.
You know what we wanted. You said on the phone, I'm making spaghetti, and I went great. So you're the one who...
Well, I'm sorry. Right. I did not do it to start a fight.
Well, you do. You
I
do
didn't
that.
Know that you would be like, no, spaghetti.
Yeah. I didn't, you know, you just, obviously, if you give Raina a choice, whatever I'm going to say, she's going to want
the
opposite.
Yes.
No matter what.
But it's because you've set up the system that you will argue back. So she likes to do that.
I didn't set up a system.
Yes. You always argue with her, right?
No.
About everything. You guys, are you kidding me? You're like, give me a bite of that. No. 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 It's like nonstop. Give me a drink of that. No. Give me a drink of that. It's like I always have to step in and be like, Raina, give your father a bite. Give your father a drink. Give your father some of those.
I give her everything she wants.
Okay, but it's like...
She has to learn to share. That's all.
Well, I don't know.
It's not that I always want a bite. I'm trying to teach her lessons.
Shut your mouth.
I'm trying to teach
your language. Shut your mouth. Now you've gone too far. You're asking for a bite in order to teach her some higher morals.
Yes, lessons. Sharing.
Oh, please.
Oh, please.
Rich.
You don't agree with that. Sometimes I do it.
You don't do it for that reason. You literally have never seen anyone eating anything where you haven't asked for a bite.
That's not true.
I've never been eating something where you haven't asked for a bite.
You're 100% lying. 100% lying.
You don't ask for a bite on every single thing?
One, I hate when you have tofu. I never eat, would ever.
Okay. Maybe that's so. I believe that you a still have been like, let me just try it. And then you'll be like, this is disgusting and gross. If I have gluten-free stuff, you'll be like, let me just try yours. I don't know why, but you do. I always let you. Whatever I have, I say, well, go ahead, have it.
What? Did I give you nuts in the car the other night?
Why would you bring it up? Like, why is that the thing?
Because I give you whatever I have. Nuts.
Wait, and then I gave you feeling, no.
And then when I give you nuts,
because I think this is a good
when
good
I give
time.
You nuts, you go, that's it. That's all you're giving me.
Well, you were like picking out nuts that you didn't want that's to not put true. In my hand.
No, I wanted them all. If I didn't want them, why would I have bought them?
Why were you giving me nuts like one at a time?
No, I poured them in your hand. But go ahead. What were you saying? This is a good what?
Right, because I brought up something that you do, and instead of addressing it, you go, you do this. Yeah. Or I give you that. Why don't you just address the thing that was there?
You're so dumb.
Why not?
Address what thing?
That you're always asking for bites of everybody.
Because it's not true.
Now, when you ask me for a bite, are you trying to teach me some moral code of like giving and stuff? Is that why you do it?
Not for you, no.
No, for me, when it's just because you want to try it.
Because you're a good cook on some things. You make stuff look fancy, so I like to try it. It looks good, you know. But Raina, a lot of times it's, you know, just to teach her how to share and get along with other people. And, you know, oh, here. Like I just bought her a bag of whatever, Takis, you know. And I said, let me have some. And she gave me them. You know, so it's good. Call her down now. We can discuss it. See if she'll discuss. I'll tell her to come down. Hold on. Let me call her.
This is literally like.
What? Hello? Raina, Mommy wants you, and I want you to come down to discuss the penne spaghetti thing.
No.
Why? What are you doing right now?
I'm working on Grandpa's card.
And Mommy and I want to talk about, because Mommy says I always ask you for food when you're eating.
You do?
No, not all the time. But why do
Yes, all the time.
Why do I do it? To teach you how to share, right?
I know how to share. You just always ask for food. I'm not like poor. I don't need to learn how to share.
What's that got to do with being poor?
It's poor.
Oh, four?
Yes, like 4 years old. I know how to share food.
Well, but you
to share things.
Do you share with your friends when they ask you for something, or do you go right away? Go, hey, would you like some, or do you wait for them to ask you?
I wait for them to ask because my food. I'm not just gonna be like, hey, eat all my food.
Yeah, but sometimes someone you might say, hey, would you like a bite, or would you like a piece of this candy?
No, it's my food.
Not with me, with your friends. You ever offer your
friends? I'm talking about general you, not you.
What's that?
I'm talking about in like general.
Yeah, but in life, you want to hear a good saying in life?
I do not care.
Listen to this, and someday you'll. So, hello? Someday you'll. This will. Well, can you hear me?
Yes.
Here's a good saying in life. It's called. It goes, you can't keep what you have unless you give it away. Do you understand that? You
can't keep. Oh, my God, Richard.
You can't keep what? You never
heard
that?
Say it to yourself. Say it to yourself.
What's that?
If you're giving it away, then you're not keeping it. You can keep what you have. If I have food or whatever, if I have something, I'm not, like, obligated to give it to someone.
No, you're not.
I'm allowed to have something for myself.
Of course. you work hard. You're allowed to. You're supposed to. You're a child. You're supposed to eat. But
yeah, so then why do you ask me every single time I'm eating to eat my food?
I don't every time.
Every single time.
Never. Not
oh
all the
God.
Time. Yesterday you did.
What I do yesterday? Would you have
yesterday? Like, give me a meatball. I don't feel like going into the kitchen. Get me a meatball.
Well, you were done eating them.
No, I wasn't. I was still eating.
All right. Seems like we're not getting anywhere in this conversation.
Oh, my God.
It seems like you're like mommy. You're closed-minded, and I just have to move on and live with you two how you two are. You hung up.
It's frustrating because you're never like
wrong.
There's no movement in your like opinion. Like you never like you know. Oh, what? I do ask for food a lot. Like you would never just admit that one thing. Like there's no like there's never any tiny even incremental movement. You're like I do not ask for food.
No, I do sometimes, but not
no, but
all
it's
the time.
It's a lot. Let's say in the 90 percentile.
No like, way. Maybe 57%.
That's over half the time you ask for food.
49%.
Rich, see what you're doing? It's like weird. It's like you won't even give in a tiny, tiny bit. So it's hard to like.
It's hard to compromise with me, right?
It's not even a compromise. There's no. You can't even have a discussion with you about you. It's amazing to me that you're a comedian because comedians generally, they are pretty honest with themselves. They're good at seeing themselves, you know?
I'm pretty
that's how they're that's how they can be comedic about themselves.
Bonnie and I next week are going to get tattoos. Bonnie's going to get a what are you getting on
I'm
your
not going to tell what it is. I just want to get it
on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you get it somewhere you could see it? Or you can see it there in the summer. That's why I don't really do my legs because I never wear shorts.
Well, I'm not doing it for having it to be seen.
Well, that's what tattoos, you know, for you and
I just want to look at it myself.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be me, a picture of me on your shoulder?
No, it's going to remind me of my childhood, how I grew up.
Oh. It's going to be your spleen?
I don't get it.
Wait, what did they remove?
My appendix?
Yeah, you know, the scar, was that your appendix? Didn't they take out another part?
No, I had I can't remember what it's called, something transplant.
Whoa, really?
I had two of them, yeah.
Transplants?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, pretty cool. All right, I think we could wrap this up at 37 minutes. I think.
But we don't have a clip. Like, we don't have a good clip.
Oh, there
like,
was a good clip in there. There was
what?
I forget, around 44 minutes. Around 44 minutes, there was some funny stuff.
We haven't even done it for 44 minutes.
Oh, shit, you're right. 24 minutes, maybe.
There was
a funny clip in there. I think
I'm tired
it was
of it not being funny.
No, the clip.
Like we should be funnier. We're like, come on.
All right, let's be funny.
Okay, let's be funny right now. Let's talk about something.
That's funny.
Uh huh. How about going to AC? Was there anything funny in that?
Mm mm.
I mean, AC. You were. Ooh. Having a lot of anxiety.
No, from
so I forgot my wallet at home.
I didn't have anxiety, but
you were angry from the get-go, from the jump.
Well, it was a long drive in the
Why
rain.
Why do you keep touching your nuts?
I keep thinking ticks are crawling on my balls.
Well, you should get a fucking chicken up in your balls.
Put a chicken in my balls.
And you wanted a hot tub on them.
Yeah.
Like how Rainer. White trash, like you won't get a trampoline because you say it's too white trash, but you're going to have chickens running around the yard and a fucking blow up hot tub on the.
First of all, I'm not getting a trampoline because it's dangerous and I don't want kids coming to my house and get hurt and we get sued. All right. Trampolines are
Jesus,
nothing but.
You're like one of the least fun people on the planet. You're like.
No, trampolines
no, you're
are
like a
fucking
horrible person.
I'm not a horrible. Trampolines are a lawyer's dream, okay?
They all have the thing around them now. They're fine.
Trampolines are so. They use them for like a couple months and they're done.
That's not true.
It's true. What are they going to do on a trampoline?
Jump.
She has that little trampoline. She never played on that hardly.
It's not even remotely the same. It's like 2 inches off the ground, and it's like, it's for like babies.
Where do you put, you don't put a trampoline. They're just so stupid. And
they're good. They're not good. I want one. I'm going to buy one.
You know, you, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Why do I have to need your permission? You were going to get chickens without fucking telling me.
I know I wasn't. I discussed it. And you said
you
no.
didn't. You're like, I'm going to get chickens.
No, I said we should get chickens.
Oh, we should get a trampoline. You're just like, I don't know what it is, but you're so doomy about everything.
I'm not doomy. There's no reason to have a trampoline. What, are you going to have a bunch of kids over?
I mean, just everything, though. Every single thing.
Oh, stop
thing,
it. Then like, move. Then go. Get out if I'm so... everything. What are you talking about? I don't want to fucking have something that...
Wow. Wow. Okay. The explosive nature of Rich Voss coming out.
She wanted a swing. We hung the swing. We got the nice swing.
She uses it all the time.
I know. We got her hammock. She wanted a hammock. We got her a hammock. Trampolines... Are.
But why, why are you getting, like, get off the trampoline, who gives a shit? But why are you getting so fucking worked up? Like, what is it in you that goes, hey, everything's coming down on me because of conversation about a trampoline? You just told me to leave the marriage.
I did not. You said, well, yeah.
I said you're gloomy about everything, which is absolutely true.
It's not true.
There's something
very,
going on inside of you that's
there's
like.
There's nothing going on. I'm very outgoing.
What would make you happy?
Small RV.
Well, get them buy no. it.
No,
that,
I don't
is
think
that's so. Honestly nah, what will make you happy?
I don't know.
I don't think I don't that's know. True. I mean, I don't know what you just wanted to like drive into the woods without your family. Like,
no, because you guys would. I would take.
No, Raina. We wouldn't go. I'm not going. I grew up in a camp without running water. Like, I grew up camping every fucking day of my life. I'm not doing it. I've had enough hardships.
Why? You go hiking with your friend Kathy.
Going hiking, you're comparing that to driving an RV?
A small one. And then you camp in the woods. Hike.
I don't even like being around you. And then I got to now be around you without a TV. And...
Well, you don't like being around me? So.
Well, you're gloomy.
You're not going. You think you're Mrs. Happy? You're always, let's call Raina, see who's always yelling and complaining. I don't yell and complain. Oh, I don't want to get Raina involved. That's mean. Whatever. I'm not gonna. You're not Mrs. Happy, and I'm not gloomy.
That's
I'm just trying. I got a lot of work to do around here.
Okay, you always have a reason why, but you're but.
And I'm not gloomy. I'm just trying to make do.
Rich, every morning I hear you. You get up. You go. Ugh, this is how you wake up. You go,
I never
this
go.
This place is so fucking cold.
I
hear you
quitting
grumbling and angry.
No, that's not true. I just wake up and go,
cat. You go, ah. You're always
I
doing
do
that.
Not. Stop yes. it. No. No, and I don't like when a cat climbs on the counter. It's always on the counter. I get up and feed the cat every morning pretty much. I do. I make the coffee every morning. I get up. It's cold. I go, oh, it's cold in here. Or it's
you go, this fucking house. You're
I don't say this
that.
Fucking house. I don't curse all the time.
Rich, it wakes me up in the morning. It's,
no,
you're
it doesn't.
Cursing. I don't need an alarm clock because I can hear you getting up like angry.
I don't get up angry. I just say
okay.
it's cold. That's not
all
anger.
Right. All right. I,
oh,
it sounds
hey,
like anger.
Oh, hey, look, it's raining out. Why are you so angry? All I'm doing is saying it's raining out. All
Rich,
I'm,
see
no.
what I mean, though? You can't even like accept. Like
no, because you exaggerate everything.
Rich.
You're an exaggerator. Why don't you sit?
Do you, when you sit down to this podcast, what is your demeanor?
To have a good podcast.
Well, how are you showing that?
Jovial.
Do you think you're jovial when you sit down to the podcast?
Yes, a little bit.
Now,
yeah.
when we started this podcast, what happened? I went, test, and what happened?
I went over the reason to test.
Did you or did you get angry?
I didn't get
Were
angry.
Mad?
Not at all.
Rich,
no.
See what I mean? Like people just heard it. They just listened to it. And now you're going like, no, no, I'm not in a bad mood. I don't get angry. It's like, we just heard it. 10 times during this podcast.
If you raise your voice, it doesn't mean you're angry.
No, but it... Okay. I don't know what to tell you. Listen back to this podcast and then tell me.
I would never listen to this podcast.
Right, because you don't want to grow or learn.
Oh, I don't grow or learn.
Here we go.
There you go. Don't accuse me.
Button.
Yeah.
It's like you lose everything.
What you think, first of all, don't tell me I don't grow or learn because you don't know where I was in life and where I am now. So I'm pretty much fucking grown in life.
Okay.
So don't ever say you don't want to grow or learn. So say you're sorry.
I'm sorry. If that's true, though, where you feel like you've grown and learned,
yes,
why wouldn't you say, like, hey, Bonnie, I have grown and learned. Look where I am in life. Instead of being like, oh, like, why go through that?
I don't
get that.
She goes exaggerating again.
Did you do that or not?
No, I don't.
Did you get mad when I said that, the grow or learn thing?
I said,
because you don't want to grow or learn. And then did you or did you not get mad?
I corrected you.
Really? So there was no anger involved?
Yeah, because you say it all the time and you don't, you know.
Well,
it feels like it. Oh, guess what? You're the same person you were when I met you fucking 17 years ago.
I hope so. I hope I haven't changed that much.
Really?
Yes, because I do feel like I've, like, you're a very overpowering person.
Oh, brother, I'm not overpowering. I'm the most fucking easygoing.
But see, that's why you can't have a conversation with you. Because you have to start somewhere with some real, like...
Whatever. Start? What are you talking about?
I mean, because you have to, like, have some clear idea of who you actually are before we can have an actual discussion. It'd be like if it's like talking to... a woman who's dressed very, very provocatively, and you're like, you're dressed provocatively, and she's like, no, I'm not. This is completely modest.
That's your opinion.
And you'd be like, well, I mean, I can see it. We can all see it. So you can't have that discussion. There's no discussion.
Well, there's no discussion when you're making false accusations.
But are they all false accusations?
So some are.
Anger thing
or exaggerated.
Yes,
a lot of times not angry, and you go, you're angry, but I'm not angry.
Well,
you make me angry when you say I'm angry when I'm not angry.
Okay, how can I say you're being very, like, we'll
there's
sit down
a difference
and watch a movie,
give me
and you'll be like, get out of here, scram to the cat, you'll push the dog aside.
No,
yes,
I
you'll
don't
be like,
get down
and, and then I go, What's wrong? Are you in a bad mood? I'm not in a bad mood.
No, well, you're putting me in a bad mood right now. I'll tell you that. You're putting me in a bad mood.
Because I'm telling the truth.
No, you're not telling the truth. The dog.
And you sit there and watch a movie like this.
No, I don't watch a movie like that. Okay, and we haven't even seen a movie in so long.
Okay, TV, whatever.
Okay, and...
Are you having a heart attack?
I hope so. And then you'll get blamed and everybody will go, look what Bonnie did to him.
Okay. No, I want you to be happy. I think,
first,
honestly,
First of all, I love playing with a cat. I'm a big fan of the cat.
We don't have to go through everything.
The only thing I don't like about the cat is the cat jumping on the counter. That's the only thing.
And
the cat will sneak up on you and scare
the cat a lot. But.
And the cat will sneak up on you and scare the fuck out of you. And I always play with a dog. Last night I was downstairs working out, and I played with a dog in between sets of working out. But when I'm sitting on the couch, the only reason I don't want the dog right next to me because Allie carries a lot of ticks. You always find ticks on her. And I don't want to get a tick from the dog. And I saw a tick crawl on my leg the other day. I had to kill it. You know, I did see a spider in my bathroom. And I took it outside. I didn't kill it. I just took it outside. I put it in Tupperware and... saved a spider's life.
You don't have to go through everything. Listen,
the point is I like my animals.
A lot of people, if they weren't in a bad mood, would be like, hey, move over here, ba-da-da. They use a different tone or a different way of acting if they're not in a bad mood.
You're
sending out these
vibes
that are like, I'm in a bad mood, please don't come. Sometimes I'll touch you and you go like, get away from me.
That's not true. And different tones. Different tones. You're from your tone is different than my tone. I grew up in an aggressive tone, and you grew up in a laid back tone.
If listen, Do you hate it when you're getting order, someone's taking your order at a restaurant and they go, "Hi, what can I get you?" And you go, you always say to them, "Can you use your normal speaking voice?"
I never say that to them. First,
you've
of all,
done it before. You've said it.
No, I said it to them. I tell them I'll give them a bigger tip if they use their real voice.
Okay, you've made comment about it, right?
Yes.
You don't like that tone of voice.
It's no.
Is it true or not true? I think you know where we're going.
Yes.
So that's
no.
Why
I don't know where
fighting.
We're going. I don't like.
If I were to use that tone
do you like
of voice,
wait? Do you like phonies? Do you like phonies? Yes or no? Do you like phonies? Yes or no? Answer me. Yes or no?
I don't.
Okay. Neither do I. Okay. And when a waitress or waiter comes over, they're phonies. I don't like it. You don't like it either. But you're too, what do you call, passive aggressive? I might say something. I'm sorry. I'm trying to cut back on that. I worked on my temper this whole pandemic. I don't get mad in traffic really anymore.
But I think there's something inside of you that is like just a it's an angry ball in there that I don't know why. Like, and I don't think you want it to be there, and I don't think you feel like you should have it. But
I'm
it's
working,
there, and so whenever
there's anger there,
and so whenever anybody's less, a little bit, when the world isn't exactly to the way that
this is going long,
then it's good though. The anger starts to pump, and you can't control it. And then you get mad if somebody says, "Hey, I think you're angry," because you're like, it's out of your control. So that's why you get even more angry about it. If you could control it, you wouldn't.
You lost me at hello, hello, hello.
If somebody said, "Please don't
get it.
Please don't use that tone. You're not conveying the information that you think you are." Then most people would go, "Oh, this is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. Let me change my behavior slightly. Nothing major.
I know your game plan.
I'm asking you to just like.
I tone it down all the time.
I think though that you need to do a little bit more heavy lifting in terms of like what's making that anger in there to begin with. What's that fire burning?
First of all, you're not a therapist. That's just your opinion. You're not with me all day long.
Look how angry you get.
I'm not angry. I'm trying to fucking discuss.
Oh,
okay? This isn't anger.
Is it not anger? Okay.
No. All right. So don't act like, all right.
What do you think that you owe the family?
Or is it? Do you see me hugging and playing with Raina all the time and holding her down, tickling her? Well, not anymore.
Oh my God! Stop! It's already sounding so horrible.
I did that bit.
Don't.
But you can't tickle her anymore. A little. I'll hold her down and tickle.
Okay,
under
whatever.
Her arms.
You guys have fun. Whatever.
Yeah. So don't.
You're either arguing or having fun. Yes.
Okay. What
but I'm saying, like, your job is not to just exist. Stop chewing so dramatically. It's like insane. What's happening to you?
You! That's what's happening. You!
Because you can't control.
I can't control your craziness. What's my job for this family? What I've been doing for 15, for since
No,
we
I,
met.
I didn't say what your job
no,
is.
No, you said what's my...
What do you owe this family?
What do I owe this family?
Kindness?
Everything.
Joy? Is that something you bring
it,
to the table?
I bring everything to the table. Okay, I bring it all.
Okay,
I bring it all.
All
you
right.
have it.
I already see. I've gone too far. You've taken the hat off.
See, you think everything's funny. You just misses.
I'm trying to.
What do you
like,
bring? You know, look. We all do. We all do great things. You know.
No, we're all doing the best we can.
You could do better.
Show me where. I'll do it.
You know, you want a garden, I go get you the fucking plants. You wanted potatoes, who found the potatoes? You know,
whatever. But you act like you're running, like.
Listen.
It's not like I'm sitting there like, off with you, potatoes. It's not like
no,
that.
No, but I do it out of the kindness.
I say I got to go get potatoes, and then you are already there. And so you go, should I get them? I go, yeah, grab them.
No, yeah.
It's like a team effort.
No,
nice.
Yeah, kindness.
Yes, I love that.
I think of you all the time. What do you need?
Wait.
I call you and go, I'm going to Walmart, you need anything?
Yes, I love that about you. Can I just say this? You do many, many
yes.
nice things.
Okay, let's stop.
Should I say that? But when you do nice stuff, sometimes you angrily throw it in my face.
No, I don't. Yes, you do. You're the one who walks around after you cook something. Mmm.
I just enjoy it. I enjoy
doing things for you.
Well, then if you said, I love that I did that for you, that's different than like, I got that for you.
Oh, you're so crazy.
Do that.
You're nuts.
I brought it up the other day. I go, why do you angrily say what you did?
Listen, folks, if you're listening to this, don't believe
are they,
all.
Or they're not? What?
What?
What do you think they're doing with it? If they're listening to it.
If you're still with this.
Of course they are. The only people that are still with it are the people that are still with it.
Yeah. If you're still with it.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you. But don't believe everything.
Okay.
We
love each other, right?
As friends.
Do we love each other?
Yes, I love you. I think you're the best.
You won't like show me outwardly, but you do love me.
I tell you I love you all the time. I send you letters.
What?
You know, like on your birthday or a Mother's Day or something. Yeah. I go, I love you.
I do love that the card is exactly the same every year. I'm gonna bring them down. I'm gonna bring them all down. Podcast and read them off. They're very, very similar. I like them. They're nice.
Yeah, they're sweet. Mm-hmm. Did I get you a good mother? Do I always get you gifts? Good gifts? Yes.
You always get me gifts. Yes.
Valentine's Day, everything.
Okay. You're a good person. Nobody's like denying that.
All right. I'm a great person. I'm great.
There's little increments that we can do. You can see yourself and how you act.
The other night at the stand, I'm tired. Okay. You want to go on before me?
No, it's nice.
Why is my daughter Ellen calm?
Okay, let's close off the podcast. Take a minute, do your plugs, then you can make all the calls you want.
Can I?
Well, I don't get the like obsession with like if it's a fucking spam. One time, and I tweeted this, but this is the absolute truth. I was talking to you in the morning and you go, I gotta take this, and it said spam risk on it.
That never happened.
That did happen. No, you took a spam risk call instead of talking to me.
It was somebody I knew, but...
No, it was spam risk. It said spam risk.
What are we... Are we going to have raviolis, those raviolis for dinner
let's wrap it up.
That I bought, that I said, hey, let's get those raviolis. Remember when...
I won't eat them, but you and Raina can. I have the leftovers from last night that I'll eat. And I made a big salad. Okay, come on.
Oh, so I'm okay. Let me look at my plugs. Peñac Roofing, remember.
Shut your mouth.
All right. July. That's sold out. Okay. So July 11th, Soul Joel in Royerstown, PA. Soul Joel. Everybody's heard of that.
Wait, there's nothing in June?
I mean, June. June 11th. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. June 11th, Soul Joel. Okay. June 19th with Florentine, the East Brunswick Square Mall, the 19th. And the 25th and 26th, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club. The 19th is with Florentine, 25, 26, Uncle Vinny's. And then not a lot in July, but don't worry. Once we get there. Oh, I only got 1 week booked in July? Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I got Mohegan Sun in July. That'll be fun.
I'll be at the stand this month.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Stand.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Peace out, homies.
Love you, Rich.
Love you, Bonnie.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Produced by John Baldwin. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com. It's really true. La, 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 la. But somewhere deep down,
she loves him too. Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.